scheme to support low-income fishermen and farmers who can work in community-based schemes X number of hours per week and achieve additional income for that. So the total number of spaces, if you took Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo together, is just 421. If you look at Mayo, for example, they have nearly three times that number. And it seems that government is trying to force people down the job path activation scheme, which is not consistent with supporting rural Ireland. One of the things we've tried to do in Fianna Fáil is we have a private member's bill, the Social Welfare Community Employment Bill, which if we get cross-party support for, will assure people of getting on schemes like the Rural Social Scheme, Community Employment or the TUS Scheme, which can give them the dignity to have additional work to do, but more importantly, provide much needed resources by way of additional income.
A priority is going to be for people like that. They do ultimately want to stay on the water. They want to stay on the land. If, as
of
you
course.
Fear, they're being pushed in other directions, the fear may well be that they'll be forced off the water and forced off the land, and that's something you want to avoid at all costs.
Absolutely, and that's the problem. I mean, this scheme has existed for some time. We've been at pains to call for additional places. You know, apart from the help that it gives to farming and fishing families throughout the Northwest, it also supports very important local work. I mean, we all have seen the great work that World Social Scheme and Community Employment Schemes have done throughout our communities. It's a win for the state, so it defies logic that they're trying to force people away from the tradition of farming and fishing when it can be done at a reasonably low cost.